This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The Albemarle City Council denied an annexation request for about 80-plus acres on Highway 2427 by First Assembly Church. Here's Planning and Zoning Director Kevin Robinson talking about that project.
This is known as Carpenter Heights. This is the annexation request, AX24-04. The applicant is CC&W Development Group. They are the tentative purchaser. The owner right now, there's three different properties that are to be included with this as prospective sellers. The First Assembly Church of God, a large portion of their property to the rear of the church right now. Kimmy Carpenter and Rusty Hartz. These are tax parcels, and for the annexation portion, we are dealing with three tax parcels. Approximate location is south of Highway 2427 from Judy Street to the corner of St. Martin Road. Combined parcels make up about 84 acres that are requested for annexation. Total project size, approximately 86 plus or minus acres. And then the subsequent rezoning request, 91 acres for the subsequent rezoning request, the total project size, 91 acres. The annexation request background, the applicant proposes creation of mixed-use development, providing more retail amenities in the area, as well as a mix of housing options. This is part vacant land right now. There is a small house, I believe, on this one parcel. The land use proposal on this, what's proposed right now, is six commercial retail out parcels of approximately 24,000 square feet, approximately 300 single-family homes, approximately 250 apartment units. Most likely, given the topography and the way the ordinance is set up with the clustering and everything, we believe that there's going to be some reduction either to the apartment units or to the single family homes to get that number that to get what they want there. That number is going to have to come down a little bit. It'll likely be between, don't know the exact mix there, but the likely mix of total units would probably be somewhere between 480 to 530. So relatively close to what they have, but probably a little bit less.
Here is the developer, Greg Williams with CC&W, talking about the project that he'd like to build.
We've designed 18 acres of open space, which would include a separate single-family amenity as well as an amenity for the apartments. Typically, from a marketing standpoint, we don't want, in a mixed-use neighborhood, for the amenities to be shared by the different property owners and renters that would be in the apartments, keeping that differently in that you tend to have more families on the single-family side, more single people in the apartments. We also would have a 25-foot perimeter buffer around the neighborhood. As you see on the map, a good bit of the amenity space would be in the rear with parks in the center. As mentioned, this would include a pool, clubhouse, potentially dog parks, playground area, walking trails, and with the apartments, they would also have a smaller pool for those apartments along with the clubhouse to go with that. The design of this and what we're looking for and has been mentioned within the potential of the cluster is to have the most efficient layout that we can potentially have to make this vis-a-vis with smaller lots, with the greater compaction of the single-family homes to give us less infrastructure, less streets, which makes it more efficient in the long run for both our original construction and eventually as the city takes ownership of these streets and the utility lines to reduce the amount of long-term cost as you go forward with the life of the neighborhood. We do have designed in this the two access points off Highway 2427 and then the one entrance off St. Martin, which would be across from the Scaly Bark community, which we accomplished by bringing the Hartzell property under contract, which we did based upon suggestions from staff of having that secondary entrance way off St. Martin to allow for the use of signalization. All the new construction for the homes would be with two-car garages to qualified buyers through market financing. We project a starting price somewhere around $320,000 per unit with a projected median price roughly in the $425,000 price point. We all know with the amount of inflation and supply chain issues we saw going through and coming out of COVID, we've seen a great escalation in price of housing. And part of the intent with the efficiency is try to control that price point as much as possible. But so if approved and we started today on our construction drawings, you're looking at a minimum of 2 years before the first resident moves into this community. The apartments would be a combination of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom plans in 7 buildings with an approximate 30-60-10 split between the bedroom plans. rented at standard market rate for Class A apartments. We feel like fire and safety will be satisfied with three accesses and interconnectivity with only one cul-de-sac within the design as we have it currently laid out. Substreets that would access adjoining property to promote interconnectivity should those areas ever be developed in the future. Furthermore, and this is something that's kind of come up in our group over the last week in discussions with planning staff, they mentioned the possible need of an additional fire station in the area. After discussing with my partners, we'd like to work with the city to provide this site from our St. Martin Road frontage and provide that site to the city in the event we do have a neighborhood to build to assist the city further in their planning for additional fire protection in that area. Our geotech studies, which we conducted on the property, were surprisingly good. We had very limited rock, which, as all you know, as Albemarle residents, is something that you always contend with in this part of the world. So we were very pleased with that. As mentioned, there is adequate water and sewer capacity at the property to serve the entire neighborhood. This will be designed and constructed. It's subject to city approval and state oversight.
Albemarle City Councilman Bill Aldrich at the combination county commissioner and city council meeting previously had this to say about growth and what kind of growth he'd like to see.
Like I said earlier, I'm just one of seven, but I would like to see some of those 250 to 300, 350,000 dollar houses, maybe some even less than that, but I'd also like to see some, you know, 600,000 dollar neighborhoods. Who knows what we might attract? We might have a professional athlete, a business owner, a business leader. Who knows? Who knows what we could get to help offset the houses that are coming in less than 341,000. I'm not being critical of anybody. I'm just saying at the end of the day, it's all about can we sustain the growth that this council, that county, you know, county commissioners have approved.
And with that as the backdrop, Councilman Aldridge made a motion to deny annexation of the property with a second by Councilman Dr. Chris Bramlett. They took a vote, and the motion to deny was passed by a vote of 5-1, with Dexter Townsend being the only no vote. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.